DTE Energy actually wants to locate the 1.3-megawatt solar array somewhere in Detroit. But if Ypsilanti submits an attractive and timely proposal, it could be chosen to host it instead. The city proposes leasing 4.5 acres on a former city landfill at I-94 and the Whitaker Road Huron Street exit to the utility for $44,000 a year for 20 years, with an option for another 10 years. Dave Strensky is founder of Solar Ipsy. He says the site is attractive from a PR perspective, being highly visible, and it puts otherwise useless land to good use. Strensky says the electricity generated by the array would be significant.
I think this system would generate enough power to power 240 average Michigan homes.
And while the juice generated would probably just go into the DTE grid, chances are it would benefit the homes closest to where it was generated.
We could clearly state that roughly 240 houses in Ypsilanti would be 100% solar powered, which I think is really cool.
The city expects to know by mid-January whether it's made the first cut in the process of identifying a site for the solar array. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.